The NATO summit in Ankara has ended with new pledges of support for Ukraine and defence spending. But divisions remain over wider security challenges, including Iran and Turkey's defence ambitions. Senem Koçyolu reports from Ankara.
US President Donald Trump used the final hours of the NATO summit in Ankara with a new promise on Ukraine. The US will license Patriot missile production, giving Kyiv another boost to its air defences. It was the clearest announcement from a summit that also delivered something many allies had been looking for, Trump's renewed commitment to NATO.
We're going to give a license to you to make Patriots. That's pretty cool, right? This way you can't complain that we're not giving them enough. I say, make them yourself.
Trump said he believes Russia and Ukraine are moving closer to negotiations. Leaders also backed their political commitments with money, pledging nearly $80 billion in military support for Ukraine next year, with a matching commitment for 2027, while announcing more than $50 billion in new NATO's defense procurements. But the summit was also shaped by tensions with Iran. Trump insisted the exchange of attacks would not spiral into a wider conflict.
I don't think so. I think anything that happens is going to be over very quickly. And will only make it safer, including for oil.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is hoping it helps secure the F-35 jets Ankara paid for and a path back into the program.
Regarding the F-35s, Mr. Trump actually has a positive approach towards Turkey. God willing, when the F-35s are delivered to Turkey, the whole world will say that America kept its promise.